Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show. A talk show, the purpose of our ministry is a ministry embracing widows. And the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. But in the last couple of months, we have been not just encouraging widows, but we're encouraging other losses, other people have losses as well. Because during this time, during the holiday time, everyone is going through a grief process. And we were happy that we could reach out to others during these last few months. But I just wanted to always indicate the purpose of this talk show is for the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. And our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. We have had so many different topics in the last several weeks. We started in January the 16th, and we have tonight and next week will be our last night of the sessions. This part two. And a couple of the, some of the topics that we talked about was permission to grieve again, the first anniversary. How long does grief last? Share, don't compare. Talking is healing. Dealing with anger. Letting go of guilt. Well, but tonight we have a couple of good topics as well. We only have two topic that I will talk about tonight is mentioning your loved one's name. And the next one is knowing when. Knowing when is very important as well. And on next week, we're going to talk about what about prayer. You know, you've got to always have God in it, and also be very prayerful. And during this journey of grief, you can't just walk alone. You've got to have God within it. So just knowing that we're going to talk about that next week, about what about prayer, what prayer got to do with it. And that will be the end of our session. And the last 10 minutes, I'm going to read some love poems. Because you know one thing? Next Tuesday, really next Wednesday, is Valentine's Day. So we want to also read some love poems to you and letting you know that the next chapter loves you. And you know God will always love you, always be there for you. But we want you to know that the next chapter loves you too. So we have some poems and love and also some scriptures that will be related to love as well. So just be anxious to hear some of those things, those poems I'm going to be reading for the last 10 minutes of the show. But the last topic will be, what about prayer? And tonight is mentioning your loved one's name. That's a sticky subject. And also knowing when. And it's amazing that these four books, we did two books back in 2017 in November and December. And the last two books is we have done in January and February. And I'm not sure when I'll be tackling on another session, but when it's needed, when God gives me instruction to do something, I will do just that. So whatever he has in place for me to do, and maybe there's another topic that he wants me to talk about, I will, whatever he guides me. I have books all over this room, and I received a couple of books during the Christmas holiday that was given to me as a gift. And you know, it's so amazing how God wants you to have resources. I had this young lady to give me some books, never met her before, and she just gave me some, I was really going to her cousin's house for Christmas dinner, and she bought all of us a gift, and the gift that she gave me, about three small little pamphlets of inspirational books, and they were very very good. I haven't read them all yet, but I'm going to take this time to do that after this session is over, because evidently God wanted me to read those books for a reason. And once I read it, I guess he'll give me his instruction, what to do with them and who to say them to. Well, we're going to begin our topic for tonight, mentioning your loved one's name. And getting back to me waiting, we have to, Pastor Flippin, talk about being getting into a quiet, going into a quiet place. Because I'm trying to, don't have it exactly. So I think a quiet place, a quiet time. Because it's so important that we allow God to talk to us. And also to hear him, because a lot of times we don't hear him because we don't get in a quiet setting, in a quiet place, meditate. The other day, I think it was yesterday, I'm going to tell you, sometimes his voice is so quiet that you can't always, you hear it, but you sometimes you don't think you hear it, and you question it. Was that God telling me something? I'm going to tell you what happened yesterday, and this has happened to me before, but the voice was a little bit quieter this time. I was going to work, and there are certain ways I get to work. I can go two different ways, and sometimes I try two different ways based on the traffic, and also when I just feel like making another change and trying to get to work a little bit faster. So as I was getting ready to pass this, pass the exit, there was the first exit, then there was another exit, about 1 mile, not 1 mile, I would have said the next exit, half a mile, up the road. And all of a sudden, there was a little voice that said, go and take this exit. And this is called Windsor Spring Street. Or I could go to Lee Street. But the little voice said, go to Windsor Street. But it was such a soft voice, so I wasn't sure if that was him because I would listen to the radio also. And guess what? I guess I was disobedient I could have been in a car accident. I continued to the second exit, which was Lee Street. And guess what happened as soon as I passed that particular street that I needed to get off at? This car wanted to get over. He or she was driving the car, wanted to get over to that street too, the same first street. But the thing to it, he was right next to my car. So I am slowing down, trying to see if he's going to either hit me or he's going to move in front of me or he's going to move behind me. I couldn't tell exactly what he was doing, but I know he wanted to get over. He had a signal on, but he was too close to me. So if I did not notice that what he was doing, it could have been an accident. So what the fuck? And if I had gotten off the exit, like I should have, I would have already been in that lane, the other lane, and I would not have been next to him. So even though that I didn't follow his instruction, guess what? He still protected me. He still had his angels around me. Instead of me being I was still being disobedient, not listening to him of instruction. I could have been in a real bad accident, but he still kept me. So I am going to get started. I still have enough time to talk about the two topics. But I wanted to say that because we must have time and spend time with him and be in a quiet setting. So we will learn how to hear his voice clearly. Now, I hear his voice in certain times, but it was so soft, I didn't think it was him. So that's why I didn't follow. But next time, I'm going to move over because that other car could have hit me. But that's what I wanted to share with you. Just being in a quiet setting, trying to let him teach you how to hear his voice clearly. And that's I'm guilty of that. But anyway, let's talk about mentioning your loved one's name. Well, I'm going to tell you some of these in this particular topic is a lot of stories talking about other people, how they dealt with their situation. A woman whose college-age son was killed in an accident told 6 months later no one would say his name in her prison. It was driving her crazy because he was constantly on her mind, but she felt that no one would even acknowledge that he ever existed. Then one day she was walking through a mall, feeling completely alone in the midst of hundreds of people, and she suddenly saw one of his son's friend from high school. They made eye contact, and instead of walking away, he came straight towards her. His first words were, "You know, I think about Jason all the time, and I really miss him so." They sat down on a bench and for the next hour exchanged stories, tears, laughter, memories. It was the most healing hour she had spent in 6 months. She said that she really felt this young man was an angel sent by God right when she needed it most. And that's what God does. When you need that angel to come in your presence, he will do just that. And there's this little statement that someone made. It was a wonderful feeling to know that someone still remembers. So, yes, we do feel this. And we do have people who avoid the name calling or the the memories. They just talk about other things other than your loved ones. And sometimes you want to talk about them. You at least say something, you know. So I can understand where she was coming from. We need to talk about our loved ones who have died, yet so many people around us are afraid to. They think that mentioning the person's name would make them cry, and probably so they would, but like I said, it tears dries up too. And they were afraid to hearing a name that would hurt them. So some people try to avoid things, trying to upset the person. We need to hear our loved one's name. We need to tell or hear stories about them, about him or her. We need to laugh or cry, sometimes at the same time. We need to say how much we miss the one we love and hear how much others do too. Now, I am going to tell you a story about my son, Alan. You know, my son was 10 months old when his father passed away. So he would love hearing stories from the neighbors and different people that would talk about his dad. Whenever they came around, said, oh, your dad was so funny. Your dad did this. Your dad took time with children. My husband did love children and being around children, and children just looked up to him, and he would encourage them and told them if they would make good grades that he would, you know, give them some money, and they looked forward to that. So he enjoyed hearing those stories about his dad because he was too young to know his dad. So telling stories, it's healing. Since so many people are afraid to mention the name of your loved one, you may need to take the initiative and tell people it's okay to talk about him or her. On more than one occasion, I would come right out and tell, and this is a particular person, would tell them it's okay to talk about Joan, it's okay to talk about Bill. I know it's difficult and involves some risk, but I encourage you to say something similar to people you trust. You'll almost certainly find a few more people who will let you talk and let you cry, who will share a little bit of your pain, your joy about your loved one. So it is, some people just want to protect you and just keep you from being upset. A young mother who lost her baby told that she grew tired of her friends avoiding the subject. So she put together a list of helpful things her friends could say or do to help her during her grief. She made copies of her list and carried it around in her purse. Isn't that something? When people came around her and seemed to be very apprehensive about talking, she would put out the copy and hand it to them. Do you know what was the number one item on the list? She said, "It is okay to talk about my baby. I may cry, but that's okay. I miss her, and I want to talk about her." So have you felt this way before, that people are avoiding calling your loved one's name, avoiding that? Have you felt that when people are around you and they're trying to protect you and not get you upset? Well, if you want to talk about that person, start a conversation yourself. It says, you know one thing, what I miss about so-and-so, and you just tell them what you miss about so-and-so and start the conversation up. And you know one thing, it's healing because, you know, some of it can be very funny, something that he's done very funny, or something that you miss or was very proud of him or her. So whatever it was, it's healing to talk about your loved one. So don't be afraid if they don't want to talk about, you can bring it up yourself. So, you know, it's okay. So that's what mentioning your loved one names, that's how it is important not to avoid those conversations. Now, here's another topic. It says knowing when. Grieving people often face issues connected with knowing when. When do I empty the closet? When do I clear out my child's room? When do I stop wearing my wedding ring? When do I get rid of my loved one possessions? When do I sell the family home? All of these wins, and I'm sure those wins have crossed your mind. Well, let's talk some more about that. The list of wins questions is almost endless, because there's many more I'm sure you had. Depending on the relationship and circumstances, each person's list of questions is unique. But the common struggle over knowing when to do something can stir up significant emotions. You may have no choice about some matters. Legal, financial, or other circumstances can dictate when you must take certain action. But many decisions, very emotional decisions, are under your control. If you live with the person who died, are responsible for the estate, you probably need to deal with these issues. But even if it's not your situation, you still may face some tough decisions. You may need to support the person who's facing those questions also. If the decision you face is significant and you might want to wait until you are sure. Do not rush and take the clothes out of the closet immediately, because sometimes it's just you are just finding a way to get rid of his or her memories. It can be that. And sometimes if you do it very quickly, you haven't had time to look over the clothes, baby. You want to give it to a younger sibling or something, or someone, or a sister, a brother, or someone else might want something from that closet, or some personal other things that belongs to that loved one. So just don't rush to do it, because someone else might want something that they can hold on to so they can remember, have something that is memorable to them from that loved one. So just make sure before you get rid of everything that you take your time in making sure that someone else doesn't want something that belongs to that person that passed away. So be very careful with that, because sometimes you can regret getting rid of the stuff so quickly and knowing that, you know, later once you give it to somebody, give it to Goodwill, it's gone. So think about it carefully. And when the time is right, for many things, the right time is when you feel right, when it feels right to you. Everyone is different, so no one can tell you when the time is right. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3:1, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. Decide when you feel you're ready, not when someone else tells you. Don't base your wins on someone else's example. Just because it's the right time for that person is to take a certain step doesn't mean that it is the right time for you. Now, I knew someone, one of the widows told me that when her husband passed away, not even 2 weeks later, I think a week later, she wanted to come by and help her take her husband's clothes out of the closet. And she got very emotional because she wasn't ready to do that. And she just felt that that neighbor was very, you know, cruel by saying that, because she wanted to hold on to it as long as she wanted to, because she felt that that was some sort of connection with her husband. And she became very upset that what she did, what she wanted to do, to come in after 1 week after the death of her husband, wanted to take, she thought that she was being helpful, but she wasn't. That's too soon. It's too new. It's too raw. So you just can't expect someone to be ready to do something like that so early. A man said, whom his wife died after 50 years of marriage, cleaned her belongings out of the closet within a month of her death. He did this not because he was rushed, but simply because he was ready. Another man married nearly as long as this particular person did, cleaned out of his wife's clothing not until 2 years later. So it's based on the particular person, whether they're ready or not. I didn't do it until 6 months later. But that's another, well, God, I was saying God directed me to in that closet 6 months later, and that was a purpose for that. But I'm going to continue on because we only have a few more minutes left in this show. Well, if you are not sure of the right timing, talking of, talk to that safe person. Always make sure that you find that safe person that you can talk to. You have a lot of trust and confidence in, and must they need to be also spiritual, because it's important in some of the decisions that you have to make. So find a trusted friend or two who have no invested interest in this matter. Tell them what you're thinking and feeling. This may help you decide what to do and when to do it. Talking it out can also help after you've had to make a tough decision, especially if you felt pressured by circumstances or other people. Talking will help you get out any painful feeling that remains from the action you had to take. Knowing when is a very personal decision. Only you know when the right time is right. You can ask other people and listen to what they have to say, but most of all, ask yourself and listen to your own heart when you are ready. And that is all on these two topics, because I only have 2 minutes left. Just wanted to mention those two were very important topics, mentioning your loved one's name and knowing when to take his or her clothes out of the closet or whatever thing they say. And next week we're going to talk about prayer, the importance of prayer. And I will probably go over a couple of things that we have talked about just to reiterate some of those things. But that is all I have tonight. And this coming Saturday, one announcement, this coming Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m., we are having our Valentine's celebration at TGIF. TGIF have a breakfast club, and they're going to provide a full breakfast for us. And we are going to have some surprise entertainment that's going to be coming this coming Saturday. So if you can, you're welcome, and come and have a great time with us. And that's all I have for you tonight. Be blessed and tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Have a great week and good night.
Yeah.